there's no friends with performance like that today, but it's obviously frustrating as well. What's your sentiments after that?
We're disappointed. It hurts. But again, trying to keep some equilibrium. We fought back after a first poor 20 minutes. Great character from our guys, steadied the ship. I think it's the sixth or seventh time that we've been in really tight situations and in front in last quarters and haven't been able to complete it. That's frustrating, it hurts, but those moments will be great learning for our young group and pay us back. The more you're in them, the more you learn, the more often you're in them, eventually they'll turn for us.
Yeah, I'm not simplistic, but is that just a lot of a second last day? That sort of stuff happens to you.
What's that, sorry?
Is that a lot of a team that's second last in rebuilding that you can't quite get those tight spots right, do you think?
Yeah, well, the ladder doesn't lie. You're there for a reason. But we have been in games and in strong positions. But when you're young, you've got to learn what's required in moments, because you look at the three or four goals that they kicked in the last, and they're just little fundamental errors. We get stepped. You spill a ball in congestion that you probably should contain. There's not one thing. They're just little moments, and you've got to be in them. And really seasoned players have been in them a lot, and they know what to do at the right time. So we're going through. The good thing is that we're in the situations. We're learning the hard way, but usually when you learn the hard way, you can grow quicker.
So is there anything you can do about it, or is it just something that it's going to come with time and experience?
Yeah, I think it's time and experience. It's maturation. You've got to mature in those situations. We've got a lot of youngsters who did a lot right as well. Like, it's easy to say it was all poor in the last quarter. We did a lot right. But you've just got to... the game and the competition's so close, it is about moment by moment. And just got to learn to execute better at those times.
You seem to get the game on your own terms after a quarter time. What changed from your perspective?
Lots of little things. I thought we controlled the ball a little bit better. Defensively, we were quite stretched. We weren't defending as an 18. We were defending too much as individuals. And once we sort of controlled the ball and defended as a unit, that really helped us and gave us opportunities. And we did have a lot of opportunities. We were in a position in the last quarter to complete some plays in front of goal, and it might have been a different story. And Wisher would be here with a smile on his face, and I'm here a bit disappointed and edgy. That's how it works.
A lot's been said about him the last few weeks, but is that the best game that you key defender in the AFL has played after quarter time, second on Joe? Joe looked like he's going to kick 10, lead Jones, and just see the real B.I.G. at the end of time.
Yeah, he's fantastic for us, and that's a big win out of our year. I think you need to look at this as a collective. We've found a key defender that can match it with the real big forwards. Often you've got to go and recruit that, or you've got to grow it like a weedering from a young age, and it takes time. But we unearthed one, that's a win. And I thought, in saying that too, Weeders, he stepped up today. Yeah, there's some really good moments for him. He won a lot more of the footy, so... that was a good little growth sign for us.
And then after a slow start, your experienced players, Cruz in Iraq and Murph and Gibbs. And Gibbs was barely sighted early and had to beat a tag, and those guys really sort of dragged you along, didn't they, Cockney as well?
They've dragged our whole team along for a whole year, given the list profile, and you only needed to watch last week with us when we had probably eight guys from 0 to 25 games under the belt playing against Geelong that were seasoned. And last night it was different for Geelong. They had a lot of youngsters in as well, and it can just tip it really quickly. But Murph and Gibbs and Doherty, they're by and large, and Cripper until injured, really, really dragging our group along. And they need to, because we have got a lot of guys from 0 to 25 games out there.
Jared Pickett, Brendan, do you see some encouraging signs from him, particularly that tackle, I think, on the last quarter?
Yeah, it was a big tackle, great effort. I think we know that this group's got character, just like that tackle that Pickett laid. And that's why we can see the upside in time. And there's been little signs in his game all year. He just hasn't fundamentally put it together yet as an AFL player quarter by quarter. But there's a lot of talent there, and another big strong pre-season. We hope that we've got a goal kicker there.
Jared,
Happy guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.